This is Ed Brock, Associate Editor with American City and County Magazine, and I am talking to Chris Haney with the National League of Cities. He's the Director of Research and Innovation. And Mr. Haney, you've been trying to counteract some reports, some predictions that have been going around, particularly by the economist, the Wall Street analyst Meredith Whitney, on predictions of defaults in the municipal bond market. And if you could just sort of run through for me the arguments of why these predictions are wrong, why the muni bond market is still stable and reliable.
Well, the main problem is that the predictions at this point aren't based on actual evidence. It appears to be mostly conjecture that is based on concerns, rightful concerns about the fiscal condition of state and local governments. So the key data and evidence that's out there in Meredith Whitney's report is about the 15 largest states. And then the conjecture offered is that the condition in the states will then have to be passed down in terms of cuts to local governments, who will then default on municipal bonds.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that logic is it's not the first part, right? It is likely that states facing their own budget shortfalls will pass on cuts and transfers of authority to local governments, as they often do during recessions. But that doesn't mean the local governments will default on their debt. The standard practice for local governments is to put aside their debt service before they fund everything else and then figure out how to fund everything else from there. And that will continue to be the case. Debt service overall for most local governments is a fairly small percentage of their annual budget, probably 5% on average. But this isn't where the major pain for them lies. The big issue for them fiscally is about revenue losses as a result of what's happening in the economy, but those don't necessarily mean defaults. So we're spending, what we're doing is spending a lot of time talking about something that will remain a statistical, a historical, and even current rarity, unless the whole world changes in some way, and nobody's offering any evidence yet for why that would be the case in terms of the municipal bond market.
Well, I'm just going to say that talk can have an impact, I suppose, particularly in this case.
Right.
Have you seen any concern? Now, there was a Bloomberg poll that showed that at least 50% of investors still found state defaults unlikely. But have you seen any nervousness in the investor market caused by this report? And if so, what would be the impact of that on the municipal bond market?
Well, it's certainly the case that it has created some concern in the investment community about the municipal bond market. And we've been hearing from market advisors across the board that particularly investors who haven't spent a lot of time worrying about how the municipal bond market works, who are listening to these kinds of predictions and then considering withdrawing from the market or actually withdrawing from the market. The bigger problem that underlies all of this is actually that the Build America Bonds program went away. And so this new mechanism, this new market essentially that the federal government created through the Build America Bonds program, which is now closed, created a new demand, right? It sort of shifted the demand from the Build America Bonds, sort of shifted over in part back to the traditional bond market. And so you had a demand and supply problem emerge where you had all of a sudden a lot more demand in terms of, for issuing the municipal bonds, and the supply didn't really change. And that supply was lower than it had been before the recession because credit markets have become tight and a lot of the projects that are out there are delayed or on hold at current. So what you had happening was you already had some pressures on the municipal bond market that were affecting the sort of short-term 2 and 3 month cycle of purchasing and buying and investing in these things. And then you have these kind of sky is falling predictions, which have then exacerbated that problem, right? Where somebody who might not have been paying attention much to the municipal bond market suddenly started looking at it and was seeing this short-term 2 or 3 month supply and demand shift that happened when the Build America Bonds program closed at the end of 2010. That problem will work its way out, The question is whether these predictions that the bond market is in, municipal bond market is in crisis, becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? That they create enough headline risk and scare people away from the market that it then becomes true just because of the predictions that it might be true.
What's the best way to counter that kind of problem?
Well, I think the best way is for folks in the municipal bond industry and for folks who are municipal officials and government leaders to say very clearly that they are going to operate the way they've always operated, which is they will do everything else before they would ever consider defaulting on their debt. I talked to one local official about this. He said, we would mail our charter back into the state before we would default on debt. I mean, it's that, this is the way that local officials tend to view that potential because they realize that the long-term fiscal effects on their community are much worse from defaulting on investors in debt than they would be from a one-year cut in services or a one-year change in revenues. But I don't think that folks in the financial sector necessarily understand that, right? They see this as a problem of political will, and they think that a local elected official in particular won't make the cuts in other areas in order to protect their investment, which is how they've actually traditionally operated. And so that it's this kind of disconnect in terms of understanding of the municipal market that it, that is driving some of the concern.
Right. And now, of course, the times are hard and revenue is down. And I believe you said in your blog also that there still might be a slight increase in the number of defaults. Do you think that if that starts to happen during this sort of atmosphere, will it kind of contribute? Are you worried it might contribute to the panic a little bit?
Well, I think that you will see an increase in defaults, maybe not even a year-to-year increase, right? We have seen a few more defaults in 2008 and 2009 and 2010 than we had seen in years previous. But a key question to ask first is what kind of defaults are we talking about? Most of that increase was in the technical default arena, which are basically you violate some piece of the covenant that is the rules by which the bond is set. But the payments are still made. Investors are still kept whole. There isn't really any sort of major impact to investors as a result of that. And so those defaults aren't really the ones we're worried about here. The defaults we're worried about are where an actual payment has been missed or where debt might be restructured such that it's not paid out in full as the way it was intended to be, right?
Right.
And those kinds of defaults, the ones we're concerned about, aren't really necessarily up. Even if we saw a few more of them, they would likely be in a category, another categorization, which is not in the general purpose government arena, but more in these kind of special housing agencies, hospitals, these special authorities that issue specific revenue bonds, which is where we tend to see more defaults anyway. So, you know, there's a whole other level of this, which is, are we talking about general purpose governments like cities, counties, and states, or are we talking about very specific projects? And most of the activity on the default side has traditionally been in that specific project arena and likely will be going forward.
Okay. And this is, I think, related, but a little bit of a bonus question, I suppose. I also read in, I believe it was in your blog, that there's been talk of removing the tax-exempt status of municipal bonds. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on with that and what it might lead to?
Well, there has long been concern, particularly among some circles in Washington, about the efficiency of the tax-exempt status of municipal bonds, and it has a lot to do with what economists view as good, efficient tax credits.
Mm-hmm.
But that argument aside, the big concern there actually has to be about how we're going to fund infrastructure in this country going forward without that tax-exempt status. Because in essence, if you remove that status, you're making municipal bonds much less competitive as an option for investors. And right now, 3/4 of the funding in this country for infrastructure is coming from local and state governments, and the majority of that is being funded through the municipal bond market. So this has been the tool, right, for doing bridge repair, road repair, new facilities, new infrastructure, development projects of all kind. If you take away that major funding mechanism at a time when the federal government isn't in a position to do much more investment in infrastructure itself, the real question is, what are we doing about infrastructure in this country? You know, it's, we're talking about trying to reposition the country to be more competitive economically in the future. Right, as we're talking about undermining the financing methods that we've had for actually making those investments, and that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So that's the real concern about that piece of it. And when you put it in the context of this other conversation about bankruptcies and default and the volatility that's creating in the municipal bond market, it's also driving up the cost of the debt.
Right.
And it's in essence, that since that's money funded by taxpayers, it's increasing the taxpayer burden. So, you know, we're sending all the wrong signals at the wrong time, right, in terms of the debates that are happening with Wall Street analysts and that are happening in the halls here in Washington, D.C. We're sending the wrong signals in terms of infrastructure investment from an economic growth perspective.
All right. Well, do you think that the concern will fade eventually, people will finally get over it and move on, or do you think it'll help a little while?
Well, I think the chatter will continue for a little while. If the chatter on the Wall Street level would die down a bit, I suspect the municipal bond market stability will still be there, and then we'll, you know, sort of mitigate some of the rest of the concern. And then the question is whether some of these peripheral policy issues that are gaining some attention here in Washington around state bankruptcy or tax-exempt status of municipal bonds, if those become realities or whether they're just, you know, chatter on the side of lots of fights between Republicans and Democrats about what gets cut and what doesn't get cut going forward.
Right.
It's completely feasible that both of these things could die down, and hopefully that's the case from a municipal perspective. But it's also the case that too much attention to any one of these can create some headline risk for local governments going forward.
Right. Okay, well, I think that's about all I have for you today. I appreciate you talking to me, sir.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Okay.